Tape one, side A, the interviewer is Ann Ayers for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. The interview is with the painter Charles Garabedian. The date is August 21, 2003. The interview is being conducted at the subject's studio on West Washington Boulevard near La Brea Avenue in Los Angeles, California. What's this tape about?
Well, it's rolling.
I think we'll start, Chaz, can I call you Chaz?
Certainly.
Chaz, I think it's C-H-A-S, Chaz. I think we'll start with a conversation about your parents, your upbringing, schooling, and how you chose your career. The archive specifically wants this as a background for discussing aspects of your work and its development over the years. Perhaps talking about your discovery of a real affinity with medieval Armenian manuscript paintings might be a good way to get started on this background.
All right. Now, are we going to talk about the manuscripts or about my upbringing?
Well, I thought that you could start talking about that feeling of affinity you had therefore relate that to your background.
All right. Well, it was interesting. You know, I was brought up totally sort of without regards to my Armenian heritage, more or less, you know. I had already, you know, had been through school, decided I wanted to be a painter and was painting away, and well developed as, I think, as a painter, my development had gone along pretty far. And my introduction sort of was just sort of in a roundabout way. I finally met an Armenian that knew something about Armenian art history and the manuscripts, and he said, you know, there's a great deal of similarity in terms of your line, your color, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, oh, sure, sure. And they gave me some, you know, books on manuscripts, and I immediately sort of liked them. I liked them quite a bit, and was actually sort of taken in by them. By taken in, it's almost like being conned by them, because I felt, you know, that their strengths and in relationship to my work was almost a shortcoming on my part. But it just became more and more evolved. I finally started getting, and my wife encouraged me to get books on manuscripts, Armenian manuscripts, and I did sort of, and I met, you know, and what, after the war and in the 60s and 70s, a lot of Armenians were coming over from Lebanon, Egypt, and Syria. And these were Armenians that were different than the ones that were born here, like myself, that my father came over here with the idea of getting away from the Armenian sort of genocide. And they immediately became workers, uneducated kind of workers. They went into farming and into industry and laborers, and so that's was my upbringing, was kind of a lower middle class Armenian people who had just gotten away. But then with this influx of new Armenians who had all been sort of educated, they sort of found me, and they're looking, actually you had a sense that they were looking for Armenian artists over here. Mm-hmm. And so I became more and more acquainted with the manuscripts through these people. And it was never a very academic knowledge of the manuscripts. I just liked to look at them and could see kind of very kind of interesting ways of composing and coloring. Just actual the kind of, what do you call it, not the academic side of making art, but the kind of intellectual side of making art in terms of what do you do to a rectangle.
Choices.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and it got, you know, that I learned or I saw so much in these things that I couldn't look at